Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Along my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 30th in the year of our Lord 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use at your fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you further know, ladies and gentlemen, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth as well. Man, have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today, ladies and gentlemen. First off, let's recap yesterday's show, shall we? Sam jumps into a monologue. What would the world be like? That's right. What would the world be like if we, the people, were peaceful? If we didn't have evil around the world? What would it be like if people seek the face of God? Meaning that we keep his commandments, we follow him, we believe in him. What if we were to keep those 12 commandments? The top two, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself, being the two great commandments. Then the 10 commandments that follow, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, keep the Sabbath day holy, right? What if we were to obey all those? Just think what the world would be like. There's a lot we could. Don't take the Lord thy God's name in vain, right? What if we all behave? What would it be like? It could be incredible, is the whole point, ladies and gentlemen. Let's strive to make it so, shall we? I get that we live in the real and we teach to the ideal. I understand there's a big gap between those two. I know. But we can work on making the real become the ideal over time. Yes, it's a road to hoe, and you know what? In this life, we may never get there, but it's a great effort nonetheless, right? Welcome to the broadcast. So we talked about many cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, by the way, nowadays are so mild that many Americans are struggling to determine whether they have the coronavirus Omicron variant or a cold. Yeah, so it's that bad. They don't even know they have it. They're just like, oh, man, I think I got a cold. They say the way you can tell the difference between the Omicron and a cold, by the way, is a cold comes on slowly. The Omicron comes on fast with a headache. There you go. But they say there's 40% of Americans that are asymptomatic anyway and don't even know they're sick. The CDC, by the way, now investigates 86 cruise ships with COVID-19 outbreaks. Now, remember, everybody on the cruise ships have been vaccinated, right? So this idea that we're spreading it, the non-vaxxed, and the vaxxed are not spreading it is an outright blatant lie. Pope Francis did a wonderful job, though, shared his advice and penned an open letter to married couples for Christmas. Remember these three words in marriage, please, thanks, and sorry. Seeking help in marriage is great. The pandemic has taken a toll. We got to do so through prayer. Yeah, the Pope recommended prayer and forgiveness heals every wound. He also encouraged couples to please keep having children. So please, thank you, and I'm sorry. Some of the key words in marriage. He says pandemics have taken a toll on marriage, and this might be a way forward. Amen. I agree. Kindness, a soft answer, biblically turneth away wrath. No doubt about it. Good work to the Pope. hour two of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about this new report's output puts Anthony Fauci's, quote, retirement pension at $350,000 per year. Biggest in U.S. government pension history. What a shame for Anthony Fauci. Why the Omicron symptoms seem to resemble the cold? Well, they say because the cold is now in Omicron. So to those of you in the early days who criticized us for comparing COVID to the cold, COVID to the flu, now shame on you for acting like they're so different. In fact, people can't tell the difference between having the cold and the latest version of Coco, right? So don't tell me that they're so different. They're very similar indeed. In fact, they all come from mutations, right? One mutation's not even close to the cold. In fact, it'll kill you. The Delta variant. Then the other one, oh, the Omicron, oh, man, it's just like a cold. We can't tell. See, all these, quote, derivatives, variants, strains, whatever word you want to use for it, are from the same family of viruses, folks. They're not so different. How did the flu numbers go down big time when Coco numbers were so up? Some would say, well, because people stayed at home and didn't spread it. Possible. That's a great theory. I appreciate that, but you don't have any evidence for that claim, although it may be somewhat true. I believe it's in part true, but I also believe it's in part true that, hey, people got COVID and they misdiagnosed it as the flu or the cold or whatever else. You don't believe me, huh? The CDC now changes its estimate of the prevalence of the Omicron. They had to drop it. They said, hey, most people are Omicron now. Not true. Turns out that in the week ending December the 18th, it was primarily still Delta, and they had to reduce their guess that it was the Omicron big time. The only way they can really know, ladies and gentlemen, what strain is what or what derivative or whatever you want to call it, variant, is by doing sequencing on every case. They never did that. All they did was take a sampling. They, like a poll, applied it to the whole nation. Turned out they were wrong, and now they're correcting their numbers, and scientists say we're not surprised. They guess all the time. And furthermore, not only are we not surprised they've changed their numbers once, we expect them to change it again. And they say that's science, huh? I think it's quackery, ladies and gentlemen. To pass that off as fact as to science, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a truth teller for a reason. I don't like the lies going on. I don't like the dishonesty, and I don't like the lockdowns and the manipulation and the dividing of Americans over the vaxxed and unvaxxed over all this. I don't like any of it. The CDC, believe it or not, now finds 83% of Americans, did you hear me, 83% of Americans had COVID antibodies before the Delta surge even hit. Yeah, there was an article about this in Newsweek written by Dara Roach. 9/3/2021, the article was released, so literally 3 months ago almost, all right? And the CDC finds that over 83% of Americans have some antibodies to the COVID. Either they've got vaccines or they've been sick with it, so infections created antibodies. Who knows? But 83% had antibodies before the Delta variant. So now that the Delta variant over the last six, eight, whatever months has ran its cycle, and now that the Omicron variant is running its cycle, what percent of Americans have antibodies to the COVID family now? And the answer is way north of 83%, because that was before Delta and Omicron, right? So if we've got well over, I don't know, I'm going to guess 85, 90, 95%, how are we claiming that the unvaxxed are the ones spreading the virus? The answer is they're lying to you and they got caught. Furthermore, they're breaking rules over there at the FAA. That's the Federal Aviation Administration. They're breaking their own rules. They have a rule that states that pilots are not allowed to be medicated on a drug that has been out for less than a year and fly. Why? Because it's not safe, right? So if you've taken medications that have been approved for less than a year, you're not able to fly, okay? According to a group of attorneys, doctors, and other experts, an article in the Epoch Times, you might have an adverse reaction from a vaccine, right? A guy who is a pilot is involved with this group, and he said he took the vaccine and it ended his career. Well, the bottom line is the FAA is breaking its own rules, because not only is Not only are the vaccines not approved, but they've been out for less than a year. And you say, well, Sam, they're under emergency authorization. That doesn't mean that you have authority to fly. Even when drugs go through the normal approval process, it's not safe to fly with those drugs, they claim. But now they're saying, forget it, it's emergency authorized, it's never been approved, and it's less than a year, and we still don't care. Well, now it turns out that these people, sadly, these pilots, they've all been vaccinated. They're asking them to fly. The pilots are saying, no, we can't. It breaks the rules. Furthermore, they're saying, we've got, what do they call them, breakthrough infections? So much so that they're canceling literally thousands of flights across the country, ladies and gentlemen. I kid you not, it's insane. All right, Anthony Fauci also admits to nationwide plot to force vaccinations. Now, I'm not a vaccine guy, but whether you're for or against the vaccines, are you for force? Anthony Fauci just proposed a vaccine passport required for domestic air travel. Makes us wonder what other plans he has to roll out vaccine passports. Well, you have to have one to go to the doctor. How about the store? Yeah. What other areas of life will he roll this out? How about to exchange Christmas presents, to buy groceries? Anthony Fauci says, we want to make sure people keep their masks on. I think the idea of taking your masks off, we never want to consider that, says Fauci. He wants you to have your mask on forever. The guy's insane. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman telling the tale of liberty like nobody's business. Yeah, man. So Dr. Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Michelle Walensky, both of them absolutely out of control. Walensky and Fauci have both said, listen, you attack us, you're attacking the science. Everything we do is backed by science. They lie, and now they admit the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Anthony Fauci confirmed that the reason behind the reduction of isolation guidelines from 10 days to 5 days, in other words, changes to the quarantine and the isolation protocols, if you will, was to keep society running, says Dr. Fauci. Now, let me ask you how scientific that is. We changed the number from 10 to 5 to keep society running. Never mind the threat or the spread, or any of those things. It's to keep society running. Michelle doubles down and says, hey, new guidance for the isolation time and shortening even for asymptomatic COVID positive individuals was based on what we the people would be able to tolerate. So it's based on what we thought people would be able to tolerate. So it's to keep society running and to you know, whatever we thought the people would tolerate, accept. In other words, they know they're on the verge of the people absolutely revolting and jettisoning their whole narrative because it's bogus. They also admit something else that's very interesting that they did not admit before. So remember, they say that they follow the science. Now what they're talking about is behavioral science. So now they add the behavioral component in there. So behavioral science says the people won't tolerate it. Society's going to melt down. We got to make these changes. Well, shame on them for this behavioral science, because now you're getting into all kinds of jettisoning of the scientific method, all kinds of questions about real science and what it means. And now we can debate and disagree the science and everything else, right? Well, it gets worse, because they also admit in this, I'm telling you right now, the narrative of the vaccinated science community is unraveling to the point of, you know what? The whole medical establishment has got a credibility crisis now, because nurses all the way to doctors and physicians and virologists, and I can go on and on and on, they have doubled down, quadrupled down so much on these vaccines, and now they're losing so much ground, their credibility is absolutely just cratering. You say, why? Because they now admit that the PCR tests that they give everybody, the rapid COVID tests, aren't accurate. CDC finally admits that the gold standard COVID test is unreliable. Here's what she says. If we were to keep the 10-day in place, we moved it to 5 days, and we're not even going to demand a test anymore. Why? Because the gold standard tests are so unreliable that we would have people in isolation for a very long time if we were to rely on PCR testing. WND.com, Art Moore with the story. And if they had to rely on PCRs, it would be a long time. Now, here's the interesting thing. They say that the tests can detect a COVID infection for up to 12 weeks after first confirmation. So 12 weeks, literally almost 90 days, right? 12 times 7 is what? 84 days or whatever it is? No, 94 days or whatever. Okay, you're literally talking 3 months. And the tests falsely say you're positive, you're infected, even though, well, they told you 10 days you could go out of isolation before, 14 days maybe, who knows, whatever. Well, so that had to, if they were to rely on these tests, the tests say that you're infected literally for 3 months. How does that work, folks? Well, it doesn't, and they know it, and now they're finally admitting it. But here's the real question. How long have they known this? How long have they locked us down and relied on these tests? You got to show vaccination or a test to do anything, to go anywhere, to whatever. How long have they known this is bogus? That's a really critical question, because if they've known this for a long time and they haven't told the people, wow. Okay, it's been common knowledge, they say, among medical scientists for more than a year that the gold standard PCR test is unreliable when used to diagnose COVID-19. And now the CDC is acknowledging that fact. What do you think about that, folks? The answer is they have lied to you, and now we have the proof. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told ABC's Good Morning America that her agency's newly updated guidelines, well, we can't use the test because Well, you know, 12 weeks is what we'll get. Everybody will be in isolation forever. Way back in July 2020, White House Corona advisor Fauci admitted in the middle of the July 2020 podcast that PCR tests pick up what they call harmless fragments of the coronavirus. Listen carefully. That result in erroneous positives. Think about that. Many false positive cases. So we've known this for literally a year, folks. Now check this out. They further say, hey, we want to urge you to use the PCR tests. They say, so you've got symptoms and you've got a negative antigen test, go get a PCR test. They're the gold standard. But the problem is with that gold standard, ladies and gentlemen, is it's a lie again. Okay, these tests are not accurate. And they're literally admitting it now. Literally telling you, hey, we cannot rely on the tests. They're not accurate. Now, who's been telling you the tests are not accurate? Us. We have. We've been telling you that for a long time now, right? I told you that I got a test and it was inaccurate, and I went to a physician and he said, yeah, I don't even count on that. It's inaccurate. Go get another one. Then I told you I've got a personal dear family member that literally took three tests and it was negative, negative, negative. But he knew that he was sick and he knew that he had all the symptoms and he knew it was positive. He finally took a fourth test and it was positive. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't rely on these tests is the bottom line. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Sorry to be a little bit late here. But glad to be with you. Thank you.
You're okay. So Fauci now admits the reason behind the changes from 10 days to 5 days and the jettison of the testing was to keep society running. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the new guidance shortening is because we got to deal with behavioral science as well. The people wouldn't tolerate it. We're just dealing with what the people can tolerate. And now they admit the rapid COVID tests may be less accurate with Omicron, FDA says. And it's been common knowledge among medical science that, hey, the tests aren't that accurate. And even back in July, Anthony Fauci said they have false positives quite often. So now they're basically telling you they have no idea. They reduced the time frame from 10 to 5. They're not really pushing on testing anymore. Now, why they're telling you the tests are bogus and don't work, but Joe Biden wants to literally pay for 500 million tests at taxpayers' expense, I don't know. But you can't trust anything they say anymore, Brian. Nothing.
That's crazy. You're exactly right. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And yet, you know, the news really doesn't get out to the people very fast. And so, you know, they keep pushing this agenda, their narrative, and they just get spun in these lies, and it comes out, but then they jump on something else. So we don't focus too much on the fact that they're lying all the time. Fauci, see it. I don't know how Fauci continues to be on the news continually anyway. I mean, how does he just keep – why is he even in there? They should have fired him, I don't know, years ago. It's crazy.
Anyway, that's what you've got. Now it gets even worse. Because to prove they're shutting down our side of the debate, which proves they're scared and they can't handle a real open discussion because they know they'll lose the battle. And we've told you that forever, too. But now, Twitter has suspended the account of Dr. Robert Malone. He's a prominent scientist and virologist. He's one of the people that developed the mRNA vaccines. And he's concerned. He's been criticized big time for his skepticism of the COVID-19 vaccine safety. Well, they just shut his Twitter account down. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about it with Brian Rust in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon ahead of a series of diplomatic talks in January over Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine. The call was requested by Vladimir Putin. Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty.
A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces a maximum sentence of 65 years behind bars. The verdict comes more than 2 years after Epstein took his own life while in jail awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted Epstein's death is in dispute. Both the FBI and the Department of Justice Inspector General have ongoing investigations surrounding his demise. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With joy, hope, and happiness that comes with the Christmas season, so does debt. And this year, as inflation is out of control, that debt might be higher than you think.
The average American is owing more than $1,200 after this holiday season. Fears of the Omicron variant and higher prices didn't stop holiday shoppers from going big this season. LendingTree says more than a third of consumers reported they spent more than they could afford. While most put the debit on their credit cards, nearly 40% used the buy now, pay later financing to help spread out expenses. This type of payment method grew in popularity during the increase of online shopping during the pandemic. However, it's been found that installment buying encourages consumers to spend more than they can afford. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A White House COVID-19 briefing Wednesday revealed a paper from the University of Edinburgh that suggests Omicron has a two-thirds reduction in the risk of COVID-19 hospitalizations.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got your mask on? Not. You got your virus vaccination? Not. All right, Brian Rust, RustCunningham.com. If you can't trust him with regards to vaccinations and something as critical as the coronavirus, one of the greatest pandemics really to ever come in our lifetime, if you can't trust their honesty on that, and they literally said, hey, you don't need a mask, and that was the scientific community literally reality for years, and then they're like, oh, you got to wear a mask. The only reason we said you don't is because we didn't want you to take them from the first line people that needed them the most. We lied, sorry, but we had to. Now you got to wear a mask. That lie right on from the 14-day, hey, you got to just chill out and flatten the curve to 2 years later, they're ratcheting this stuff up. Joe Biden literally ordering over 500 million tests while the CDC and the FDA saying, hey, the tests aren't really even accurate. Oh, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Then the guy that develops the mRNA vaccinations, or the technology behind it at least, Twitter then suspends the account of Dr. Robert Malone because they don't like what he has to say. Here's the reason I bring all this up. Can you trust the news? Can you trust your government? And now let's move to the economy. You got inflation running rampant now, too, due to the policies of these dishonest liars straight from the pit of hell, Brian.
Yeah, it's chaotic, and that's what they do is they clutter your mind with all these different things going on so that we can't even come to any kind of reasonable idea or truth. Here's my question is, okay, so they shut down Dr. Malone's Twitter account and information that might be helpful, how do we shut down their accounts so we don't have to hear the lies and the, Fauci. How do you shut down Fauci's account? We don't want him on there. We don't want to hear it. And he's already lied to him. I mean, isn't it if they are lying to us out and outright, which they think, I guess Dr. Martin, he's not lying to us. There's truth there, but they're shutting him down in the sense of, well, he's lying to us. It's harmful. We're going to shut it down. Well, it seems like a one-way street there.
Or maybe not that he's even lying, because they can't refute what this expert says. He's too credentialed, et cetera. They just shut him down and say, we don't want to hear from you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So all we right, should there you have that.
False.
But how's that going to relate to money is my real question, though. How does this work out? Where are we at honest money-wise right now? Gold?
1803.90.
Silver?
2304.
And how's that looking compared to everything else?
Well, it's staying about kind of where it is. I mean, on paper, it's you know, the little ups and downs kind of in that market. And there's news stating the fact of, okay, here you've got your markets are kind of stagnant. They're not doing much, and, you know, and based on the spending and all this. But realistically, we're seeing the inflation. We're seeing, I mean, everywhere you turn, prices are hiking. They're escalating. So, you know, to factor in, okay, well, usually metals offset the dollar. I read something this morning, something that's saying the dollar's showing some strength. Well, tell me where. I mean, if we're trillions of dollars in debt, don't you have to get trillions of dollars out of debt before you can say, well, now it's starting to move and we're in a good position? That's what I would think. But a little glitch up with the dollars. Oh, wow, the dollar's coming on strong. Well, I'm not seeing it. And so it's, you know, and then if, you know, Biden wants to pay for all these tests that don't even work, well, isn't that a waste of our dollars' money? But apparently we can millions and trillions. Who cares? Let's just do it. Make it, do it. We're going to be all right.
Well, Forbes has an article that says this. Why is inflation rising right now? That's an interesting question, huh? Forbes advisor asks the question.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. They have an editorial note at the top of their article, and it says this. We earn a commission on partner links from Forbes, and they might affect our editors' opinions or evaluations. Why is inflation rising right now? I look at that and go, okay, so you're telling me you're already compromised and your opinions are already manipulated and swayed, but I'm going to read why now, right?
Right.
Inflation is here. The most recent consumer price index, or CPI, inflation reports that, hey, everything rose in November by a lot. Well, that was really, I mean, that was like an economist extraordinaire going off there. Overall, prices climbed 6.8%. Year over year, the largest increase since June 1992. Yeah, higher prices were broad-based, they say. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, take that L out and it makes sense, you know, there you go. With substantial increases for gasoline, shelter, food, and vehicles. The gasoline index alone rose 6+%. They say when you strip out volatile food and energy prices, so-called core CPI inflation, the picture was somewhat brighter. Now, why would you take out food and energy? Aren't those, look, you need four things to survive, Brian. I'm not very smart, but you got to have, what do you got to have? You got to have food, fuel, clothes, and shelter. Now, I know that you got to have air to breathe, and you got to have water to drink and all that. I get it, right? But all I'm telling you is you got to have those four things. How do you take out energy and take out food and then say that's the core index without those things? See, I think they're playing games right from the very start, Brian.
Right.
Because if you really want to gauge inflation or gauge what the core index would be, it would be, hey, the things that I got to pay money for. I don't have to pay money for my air, thank heavens. But food and water is one category. Let's call it food. cost me money. Shelter cost me money. Clothes cost me money. Fuel to heat or cool so that you're not, you know, you don't die of whatever. Those four components, besides that, everything else is extra spending, really. I mean, if you had food, fuel, shelter, and clothing, I mean, you don't really have to spend any other money if you didn't have any other choice, do you? So how do they take that out but then claim with those numbers gone, it's core? In fact, it's everything but the core, sir.
That's right.
See, I'm just an ignorant redneck economist. You know, I don't really understand anything like that economically. I better go to college and get me one of them degrees so I can figure it out. See, how dumb are we people?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm apparently got my head in the sand. I just bury my head. I don't want to hear it, see it, or whatever. See, and then, oh, yeah, things are great down here in the sand. I can't, yeah. I can't breathe, really, in my head. But that's it. I mean, it's ridiculous. The, you know, how they work these numbers, and they just do whatever they need to you know, I guess it's kind of like, you know, these big banking institutions, your JPs, your Chases and so on, who are fined millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars every year for just doing business. So this is just doing business. This is kind of, you know, on the sheets are you know, work up these sheets that we are numbers, basically. That's just part of doing business. Now, yeah, we are making billions of dollars in profit. So the hundreds of millions that were illegal trading and all these things, that's just part of doing business. Okay. Okay. So that manipulation is, I mean, and see, it's that kind of stuff that we just have to look at and say, oh, okay. Yeah, you're big. You know, it's ridiculous. And their message is ridiculous. And they just keep throwing stuff out, and maybe we just buy into it a little more, or we get tired, and we say, okay, I guess what the heck. But it's pathetic.
Now, here's what's interesting. They say, don't worry, Brian. The inflation is transitory. Now, everybody debates till the cows come home what transitory means. But most people mean that it means, hey, it doesn't last forever. It just goes away eventually. It's transitory. It leaves. Kind of like a homeless person is transitory. They move around. It moves. It leaves. But now in congressional testimony, Jerome Powell, one of the leaders of the Fed, said we got to retire the use of the term because it makes no sense. So let me get this right. You use this term forever. Everybody uses it. And when somebody, you know, says inflation, this is bad, they say, well, it's transitory. Don't worry. And then they try to leave people behind with their lingo. And then all of a sudden, the leader of the Federal Reserve itself gets up before Congress testifying and says, hey, we got to jettison this nebulous term. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they talking about, man?
That's it. I'm trying to figure it out. It's such a – I'm twisted and turned and pulled and pushed it so many – I don't know what they're talking about.
Now, they got another term you'll love, Brian. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, really, you're going to love this. You know what compensation is, don't you?
Conversation?
No, compensation.
Oh, compensation, sure, yeah.
It's like what you get paid or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like what you get for something. You know, you work, your compensation is this. It's what your pay is. Well, now they have a new term that I'm going to have Brian respond to on the other side of the pause. Here it is. Inflation-adjusted compensation. We're going to talk about it in a second. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Uneducated Redneck Radio. Talk about inflation. Why is inflation rising right now? Forbes wants to tell you. Don't worry, it's transitory. Oh, I mean, the Federal Reserve chairman just went to Congress and said that word's nebulous. We got to quit using it. Okay, there you go. The media has been talking about transitory for months. Now they're finding out it's persistent is the other side of that coin, ladies and gentlemen. But nevertheless, why is inflation rising? We'll get to that in just a second. But here's the deal. Believe it or not, 26 states, Brian, will raise the minimum wage in 2022. 22 of the states start on January the 1st. So they got this new term now, buddy. And I'm going to tell you, it's all about inflation-adjusted compensation, sir.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We should be compensated for the rising prices that's going on. I mean,
you got rising prices, all I got to do is increase your check, dude.
Right, yeah, pay me more.
Yeah, just increase the minimum wage by government edict, mandate, law. And right. So don't worry if your box of cereal costs you $47. You know, you get paid $1 million now. Everybody's a millionaire, bro.
That's exactly right.
Think about that for a minute. And they use these terms that people just get befuddled about, like this. Inflation-adjusted compensation.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
That's right.
That means we raped you and robbed you and basically swindled you out of your wealth. But don't worry. We'll give you a wheelbarrow full of fake money to go ahead and handle it.
That's exactly right.
And then I bring this up, and they're like, Sam, you don't have a degree in economics, do you? Like, no, I'm the dumber than dirt running around with my wheelbarrow of fake money. But don't worry, I can buy everything I want. Me and Amazon are buddies.
You got it. You figured it out, Sam. It's awesome.
What the heck is going on with this stuff, though? I'm serious. 26 states raising minimum wage on January 1st, right when they admit that this transitory inflation, transitory is a word we got to get rid of. Persistence, the word, but don't worry, we got inflation-adjusted compensation to go ahead and remedy that problem.
Yeah,
but how long will that last for prices to go up and my wages to go up and prices to go up and my wages to go up? Now they say energy's up 33%. I don't know how you weather that kind of, pardon the pun. I don't know how you weather that thing, right? But right. To make matters worse, the target inflation rate by the Fed is 2%. Even 2% will eat you alive over time, Brian.
Yeah.
You just hope you die before it eats you too much, right?
That's right. Not
that you want to die. I'm just making a point that, folks, the only way out of it is to call a halt to the con game. Hopefully natural forces take over. There's a lady that's 110 years old. She beat the COVID and she beat the flu back in 1918. She beat them both, but now she died of old age. She was 110 years old.
Yeah.
You look at that, and you go, man, that poor lady doesn't have to deal with, what do they call this thing? Let me get this right here. What do they call that thing? Inflation-adjusted compensation. She doesn't need to worry about that anymore, Brian.
Well, she didn't get, that's right. But
I wonder
about
how much she'd make back in 1918 versus how much she'd make in 2020, you know?
Right.
2021. And this brings back really the question, Brian, of why inflation now? Why is inflation rising right now? Do you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, all the things that are going on. I mean, as far let's just talk about honest money. There's one. I mean, if we're trillions, you know, maybe we can deal with billions. We have been, you know, seems to be able to deal with the billions, but now we're jumping into the trillions, and we're not coming out of the trillions in debt. So, how's it all going to unravel? Like, you know, all these things. So you've got the major debts. Which means we owe. There's major debt, and so, and you just keep piling that money on top of money. So it continues to grow, and then you can't get product, and never the supply chains, and then this and that, and it just keeps going. You know, instead of realistically looking and helping and solving problems, this agenda at the top is absolutely pathetic. You know, I mean, Rand Paul's been saying, oh, why don't we spend less? Why don't we help? And it just runs rampant. And so now we've got major and major and more major, and all our stuff's coming from other countries. We subsidize so much that now we can't get products. So it's really, taxing on everybody as far as, you know, this agenda. And then you throw in the COVID and all that, you know, we're a mess.
All right, well, let's see if this redneck can break this down for you, ladies and gentlemen. Forbes took a stab at it, and they use these whacked-out terms like inflation-adjusted compensation and these terms called transitory and everything else. I don't use any of those terms to do my deal. Here's the deal. The reason that inflation is rearing its ugly head now is this. The confidence game, the con game, the confidence game creates a dilemma for the Fed. Okay? That's the bottom line. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? Well, the confidence game is the only reason that your paper that costs 2 cents to create a bill says $100 on it. Okay? Right. The only reason you believe it's worth $100 is because, listen, in simple terms, the Fed is engaging in a confidence game where as long as we, the people, we believe that the economic future of the United States is sound, okay? And as long as we believe that, then that $100 holds its $100 value, even though the fact is that paper's only worth 2 cents, okay? It's the confidence game being played. And they're playing a risky game now because of the American people get paranoid and fearful of everything, COVID on down, climate change on down, whatever it is, they start to lose confidence. And if the American people lose confidence too much, the system will indeed crumble. There is nothing of real intrinsic value holding it up, ladies and gentlemen, nothing. So, Brian, redneck economist here, I'm just asking you, what is holding up the money besides the confidence game? Anything?
Well, I mean, no, they just keep pumping. They're pumping more and more into that con game to make us feel like, oh, we're okay. We've got, you know, money, da 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 da, and we're just spending. But history, I mean, you know, I get a kick out of this younger generation. Well, we're going to tear down history. But why? We learn from history, and that's part of this con game. Is that history shows what the effects are of this. And no country survived going off the standard that we were on. And you look at every country that's continually devaluing their currency. Well, where are we headed? That's where we're headed. I mean, realistically, it is already devalued. I mean, we're seeing it. So, yeah, there's the con game. I get it.
I challenge any of you rocket scientist economists to debate this with me. I'm saying to you this, the reason inflation is skyrocketing is because the Fed is engaged in a confidence game. And the key to winning this game for the Fed, ladies and gentlemen, is ensuring that markets believe that the long-term economic future of the United States is sound. Okay?
Right.
And so far, the Fed has been very successful in playing this game, helped by the fact that the United States has a tremendous history of economic success. Okay, they're relying on that. How do we have such a great history of economic success? Because we used to have constitutional currency with real value. And that provided well over 100 years of our success. Then they jettisoned it literally in the early 70s completely. So we've only had like, what, 50 years now? And we've had the biggest swings, the biggest meltdowns, the biggest fleecing of the people we've ever seen. But people are starting to realize the confidence game will eventually be lost by your government. And when that happens, man, I fear the day, Brian. People are going to absolutely come undone, sir.
That's right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, so that's it. I mean, the truth, they keep lying and all the things that are going on. You know, in order for peace of mind, preparation, you start putting away metal, you start, you know, food storage, you start, you know, doing the things you need to do to prepare, because our government doesn't care. They don't care about you. I mean, and it's evidence of this. They've got us so twisted up, and realistically, their agenda is that we got to shut down the economy again. Holy smoke, everybody's getting together, New Year's, they're dropping the ball in New York. You got to get that mask on, more variants, more, oh my goodness. Okay. So that's the agenda that's being pushed in our face right now. Follow us.
But I'm telling you, as they lose credibility over the vaccines, as they lose credibility over the economy, we got a credibility crisis for government and for the media here. Their credibility is cratering, Brian.
Right, and I wonder why is there no accountability? I mean, is it because, okay, we're so powerful, you can't tell us, we're going to tell you, and that's the problem. But, boy, for instance, that Dr. Malone, is that his name? Malone?
Yeah, Dr. Robert Malone, yes, sir.
We're going to shut his account down. Sam, we're shutting your Facebook, Twitter counts down. You're just out there. You're redneck, and you're out there just telling, we got to shut you down. Okay. And yet all this, their agenda, we see so many lies caught in their lies. But Fauci, man, he's the main guy. Let's put him on a poll. We'll follow him, and he'll take care of us. I mean, it's wrong's right, right's wrong, and we're kind of just heading down that path, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a credibility cratering crisis going on right now, is all I can say. And I'm sad to say it, but I think that's at the core of all this meltdown. Ladies and gentlemen, the real answer for you is to put constitutional currency in your portfolio. I don't get a penny for saying this, folks. I'm just telling you that if you want stability, if you want a diverse portfolio, and not only invest in gold and silver, but take possession of the metal, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's peace of mind, having it where you can walk down through. It's tangible in your hand. You're not calling anybody to go, oh, hey, can you give me some money because I want to sell some of my stuff. No, you have it now, and that's why you have it. I get a kick of all these headlines and so on, the growth, this next decade, our growth of 3.2% is jobless claim, unexpectedly declined. But these are all forged numbers. I mean, you know, and how they change the narrative to make it look like, oh, we're going to increase. Well, 3.2% is nothing if we're 15 or 20% in the other way. I mean, we haven't increased or even got back to the name. Peace of mind. Put things away. Start preparing now.
The media and government are suffering from a cratering credibility crisis, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. But I'm telling you right now, you need to take responsibility. I would recommend you get the four main things we talked about: shelter, food, clothing, and fuel. And then with any extra that you have, go ahead and get some medical supplies, some beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, and add to your portfolio constitutional currency to act as a hedge to protect you, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit. Don't panic. Don't do it all at once. Don't go in debt. Just a little bit at a time in a steady growth scenario. Day after day, a little bit, little bit, little bit becomes a lot. Brian Rust can help you get that done. RustCoinAndGift.com. Thanks, Brian.
Amen, Sam. Way to go, brother.
You got a friend in the honest money business, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust at RustCoinAndGift.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.